Welcome to Talking About Organizations, a podcast on organization and management studies, graciously supported by our listeners, Management Learning, and the European Group for Organizational Studies. This is a supplement to episode 89, where we discussed a classic work in public administration, The Forest Ranger, a study of administrative behavior by Herbert Kaufman, originally published in 1960. The book is a detailed case study on how a highly distributed and complex organization acts to maintain unity without uniformity, with the U.S. Forest Service as the setting. Through interviews, observations, and engagement, Kaufman uncovers the many different pressures on the Forest Service and its rangers to fragment, and how the Forest Service maintains integration through various administrative practices designed to keep the needs of the agency first and foremost in the minds of the rangers. In many ways, the Forest Service has characteristics typical of government agencies. It is geographically divided into regions and further into districts based on its responsibilities to manage public lands across the country. What is perhaps unique of the Forest Service is that the rangers are each managing massive tracts of land by themselves, as the sole face of the agency among the surrounding communities. While the federal and regional offices may have had small administrative staffs, the rangers were alone and unafraid. The tasks that the rangers had to perform varied greatly and depended on the type of land managed and the demands and desires of the local communities. The title Forest Service is a misnomer, as public lands included not only forests, but also grasslands, waterways, even deserts. And the demands for their use ranged from commercial, such as access to timber, agricultural, such as grazing for livestock, recreational, such as parks and camping, and others. So the rangers were also responsible for critical tasks, such as mobilizing resources to fight fires, educate the public about environmental concerns and the prevention of fires, and managing the construction of roads and other infrastructure on public land. Through his excellent field work, Kaufman details the nature and complexity of the work. He chose rangers working in different parts of the country and spent at least a week with each as they went about their duties. He examined, and included in the book, a lot of the administrative tools the rangers used, maps, charts, etc., to build a rich description of the rangers' daily lives. The book is organized mainly in two parts. Part one is titled Tendencies Toward Fragmentation. As we will discuss in the episode, the rangers' general isolation from the agency, including among other rangers, made it easy for the rangers to act independently and put their own needs before that of the Forest Service. Kaufman details several of these pressures and provides compelling examples, such as the overall lack of reliable internal communication, the personal preferences or desires of the rangers, and most of all what Kaufman referred to as the capture of the ranger by the local community. This was also referred to as a ranger going native, becoming so immersed and connected to the people in their district that the rangers may act more in the interests of the local populations at the risk of bending rules or violating the norms and expectations of the Forest Service. The service's response to these pressures are presented in Part 2, titled Techniques of Integration. Through the use of administrative tools such as logs, budget requests, and routine inspections, along with various socialization procedures and career management of the rangers, the Forest Service mitigates the potential capture of its rangers by the locals. For example, rangers are required to move every few years to a position in a different region, which disrupts the potential for building deep relationships with the community. Rangers' logs must be accurate and honest to include the mistakes that rangers must admit to have made, lest inspectors recognize discrepancies between the logs and the real situation on the ground. And casting a long shadow over the Forest Service is its first chief, Gifford Pinchot, who was a firm believer in the conservation of natural resources and established the norms and values held by the Forest Service decades later. The study is a classic of public administration because it explains how a government bureaucracy can provide and sustain an important public good despite its massive and distributed responsibilities and limited resources. But in the edition we read, Kaufman includes an afterword that explains how the pressures of fragmentation due to societal changes in the 1960s and 1970s became too much to bear and change was needed. The lessons of the study are very relevant for anyone working in the public sector today. And that's all for now. We invite you to listen to the episode, available in two parts, on our website at www.talkingaboutorganizations.com or through your favorite podcast streaming service. We also thank the Management Learning Journal and the European Group for Organizational Studies for their generous support and the support of our wonderful listeners. Thank you for listening and have a great day.